Rejoicing Him who rules today upon the heavenly throne, where saints their heart they'll tribute pay and make their homage known.
No earthly king so great as He,
who rules all worlds in majesty.
Good morning, Oscoda and Tawas Areas. My name is Scott Busich, and I am the preacher for the Oscoda Church of Christ. I want to thank you for inviting me into your home this day and hope that you will enjoy your time with me as we search the Scriptures. You are invited to join us in person this morning for worship at 5726 Cedar Lake Road at 11 a.m. or this evening at 6 p.m. There's also a Bible study Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and another one Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. All of these services are broadcast live on Facebook. You are welcome to join us there. Just like and follow the Oscoda Church of Christ. As an alternative, you're always welcome to call or text me, 989-305-2721. Send me a message on Facebook. Just look up the Oscoda Church of Christ. Join me now in opening our Bibles as we search the Scriptures. Baptism, a Greek language word transliterated into English, which causes much confusion and argumentation in the religious world to this very day. Why is there so much debate about this word, this idea? Why the concern? Well, I was going to go on a diatribe about baptism this morning, but I've changed my mind. I will only say this about baptism right here. Here we read about Jesus being baptized, which was clearly by immersion, by John the Baptist. We today do not receive baptism because Jesus was baptized. We receive Jesus' baptism, not John's. And yes, baptism is essential for salvation. Just read Acts chapter 2, verse 40 and 41. However, turn with me now to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So, what is Matthew's point in including Jesus' baptism in his gospel? Remember, Matthew, one of his main points for his gospel is that God does things differently than we humans do. He does things differently than what we expect. And Jesus' baptism is no different. We know, for example, that Jesus was without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the writer says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." And again, in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, in verse 21, Paul writes, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God." See, John, when he was baptizing, he offered a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, because of this, some are confused, because Jesus was baptized by John. But as we have just read in Matthew and also in the Hebrews and 2 Corinthians, John recognizes that Jesus is sinless. For he says, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" See, John knew that Jesus had nothing, no need of repentance of anything, nor did Jesus need forgiveness of sins. So then the question needs to be asked, why did Jesus insist on being baptized by John? Now, of course, the simple answer is just what Jesus says, to fulfill all righteousness. But what does that mean? For the answer to this question, let's look at the Gospel of Luke in chapter 7 and verse 29. "When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him." See, this little verse in the middle of a discussion about John by Jesus tells us that John's baptism was required by God for the Jews. And remember, the Pharisees and Sadducees went out to be baptized by John. We saw this in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 and following. So why did they refuse to be baptized if they came out to be baptized? Well, the answer is because John refused to baptize them unless they repentance, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. But if they repented, that would require them to admit that they had something to repent of, meaning that they are sinners. They're unclean. And if we know anything about the Pharisees, it is that they did more than anything else. They did more than what was required by Moses in order to be ritually clean. They rejected John's baptism because their pride wouldn't allow them to admit that they were sinful or unclean. So what does this have to do with Jesus? He was sinless or clean. He had no need for John's baptism, at least no need in regard to sin and repentance and forgiveness. This was why John stated that he needed to be baptized by Jesus, because John knew he was a sinner himself. And yet Jesus came to him. However, Jesus was required to be baptized for, as we read, this was the command of God, that the Jews be baptized by John. Thus, to fulfill all righteousness, Jesus says, he had to be baptized by John. Jesus kept the law of God. This fulfilled all righteousness, for it was a command of God that the Jews be baptized by John. Indeed, if Jesus was to reject John's baptism, it would have been sinful for him to do so. Jesus, by taking the step to be baptized, was doing exactly what God required of him. Why is this significant? Fulfillment of God's commands, fulfillment of all righteousness. This is why when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. It didn't happen before his baptism, because up to that point, Jesus had not yet fulfilled God's commands, all righteousness. When he was baptized by John, then the Holy Spirit came upon him. Then in all righteousness, the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Why was God pleased with the Son? Because Jesus was faithful in all things, fulfilling all righteousness. Jesus was baptized by John, a command of God. Now the emphasis, this is God doing things his way, not man's way. The Pharisees, they couldn't bring themselves to admit that they were in error. They couldn't admit that they needed to repent. They couldn't admit that they were sinful people. They rejected John's baptism because John refused to baptize them unless they bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Again, pride is one of mankind's biggest struggles. It's one of the things which tempted Eve, and she gave into it. Jesus, however, while he was tempted, he had no issue with following the Lord's commands. Look at the Gospel of John in chapter 14 and verse 31. Jesus says, "What I do is the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father." And while Jesus here is speaking of his obedience to the Father by going to the cross, that's what he's talking about there in John. It's also true that Jesus was always faithful to the Father, thus, as we read in 2 Corinthians and Hebrews, thus his sinlessness. This here, this moment with the baptism by John, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministries. There are rumors, stories told of Jesus performing miracles, signs, and wonders in his childhood, for example. But one reading of those stories quickly reveal that they are nothing more than myths made up, for they reveal Jesus engaging in acts which are clearly sinful or opposed to God's commands or will. Remember, Jesus is sinless. Now from here, at his baptism, with the descent of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will begin his ministry. He's going to be tested in the wilderness, but he's going to start proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning very, very near. It's going to come very soon. Right now, he receives the Holy Spirit with the blessings of the Father. In the book of Acts, in chapter 2 and verse 22, Peter's in the middle of a sermon proving that Jesus is Lord in Christ. And Peter says this, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God, with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men." God sent the Holy Spirit upon Jesus to show his approval, his attestation, that Jesus is indeed his Son, and that what the Son did and said had the Father's approval. The writer of the book of Hebrews says this in chapter 2 and verse 3. Salvation was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. See, this Holy Spirit was sent by the Father to prove to the world that he approved of his Son and he approved of what the Son said. This is actually the conclusion of one of the Pharisees, Nicodemus. Look at the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 1. "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him.'" Notice that Nicodemus, a Pharisee, used the plural term "we" while speaking to Jesus. He wasn't alone in this belief that Jesus was sent by God. Now, God was not with Jesus until Jesus had received the baptism of John. This is important. "For by so doing, he fulfilled all righteousness. Up until that point, he had not yet done so. From this moment forward, though, Jesus had done all that was required of him by the Father. Looking forward to the cross, Jesus has begun his mission of being the Christ. God is doing things differently than the way we men do things. The Pharisees, men, rejected God's plan. They rejected John's baptism. They refused to accept their need for repentance to confess their sins. They refused to follow God. This is man's way of doing things. And that's difficult because these Pharisees are supposed to be the religious leaders. They're supposed to be the ones who know all about God. These are the ones who know the scriptures. They've studied the scriptures and they teach the people of Israel, the Jews, how they're supposed to live, how they're supposed to worship. They rejected John's baptism. They did not fulfill all righteousness. Jesus, however, did not reject John's baptism. He accepted John's baptism and fulfilled all righteousness. Now, God could have just said, "Jesus is king." That's how the world does things. God isn't just a speaker, however. God is a doer, and he proves what he says. He does things his way, not our way, because he is perfect, doing things the right way, fulfilling all righteousness. We, people, have a very bad habit of doing things the world's way, people's way, our way. Now, we may not fall directly into being just like the Pharisees, over legalistic, making laws where God has not. Some of us may, but not all of us do. But these men were behaving the way we all behave, and that is this. We reject God's way, and we tend to do things man's way. We look at our fellow man for guidance, for instruction, for how to behave, and we try to fit in our social norms. And the reality is what we should be doing is following God as Jesus did, looking to what God does, what God says, and obeying him as Jesus did. See, we have a habit of doing things our way, not God's way. This is still very true to this day. Now, the world rejects Jesus today, just as the majority of the Pharisees did. And indeed, there are many believers in God today who reject the command for baptism. Not John's baptism, but Jesus' baptism. For today, we're not commanded to receive John's baptism as Jesus did. Today, we are commanded to receive Jesus' baptism. Well, what did Jesus command us about baptism? Staying with the Gospel of Matthew, turn to the end of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18. Hear the end of Matthew's gospel. God doing things differently than the world does things. Jesus said, Matthew records this, and Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Well, what did Jesus command here? He has all authority. There, and he points to heaven. Here, he points to earth. And of all things that Jesus commanded, what did he say? As we're going, as we're living, make disciples, teach the world about Jesus, make disciples of all nations. And a part of making disciples includes the direct command to baptize them, a command given by Jesus. And of course, what the question is, for what purpose? Why does Jesus command this? So that we get wet? And the answer, of course, is no. To go through an old ritual? Not really. It is a ritual, and it is old, but that's not why. He tells us why. We'll get more deeply into this on another day, but the command for baptism contains the phrase, "into the name of," from Jesus. He says this. This is a legal term that speaks of ownership. Now, we use the same phrase today when we purchase a house, a home, or a car. We put the object into our name. We put our name on the document that says, "I own this house. I own this car. This is mine." And when we obey Jesus and are baptized, as in immersed, just as Jesus was, though, when we're immersed, which is what baptism is, we become owned by God into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We become God's. We become His. He owns us. We become possessed by God. This is the importance of baptism. This is how God does things, certainly not how man does things. So the choice is yours today. Will you choose to do things God's way, or will you choose to do things man's way? Will you choose to follow Jesus as your Lord and Christ? Will you choose to be baptized into the ownership of God today? Will you choose to be baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Will you choose to be baptized to receive forgiveness of sins? That choice is yours today. Or will you be a Pharisee and a Sadducee, people who heard the message and rejected it because it called for them to confess that they are sinners? They rejected it because it called for them to accept the fact that they needed to be a people of repentance. Will you reject God today? Now, the world's history is filled with people who've rejected God and His ways. It starts with Adam and Eve, and moving forward, there's plenty of examples of people who've rejected God. And even right now, this very day, there are people who have rejected God. But at the same time, it is also filled with people who have accepted God and His ways. They have listened and they've heard and they've understood that Jesus is Lord and Christ. And because of that, they accept what Jesus has commanded, which is to be baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those people have been immersed into Christ. They went into the watery grave of baptism. They came out anew, with their sins forgiven, their conscience cleansed, marked as belonging to God, alive, free from sin, death, and hell. And that choice can be yours today. You need to choose Jesus, though. You need to obey Jesus. You need to do as He commands. You need to follow His ways, not the world's ways. The world is filled with people who say, "I don't need baptism." The world is filled with people who say, "I don't need Jesus." That was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was the lawyers. Let us not be like them, but let us be like the tax collectors, the publicans, the sinners, those who heard Jesus' message and said, "Yes, I am a sinner, and I repent of that, and I will follow God. I will follow Jesus wherever He may lead me, wherever He may command me to go." I encourage you today to make that choice. And by the way, doing nothing, that's the choice of deciding not to follow Jesus. You may say, well, I don't want to make a choice today, or I don't need to make a choice today. By so doing, what you have done is you have rejected Jesus. That's your choice. You can do that. But it is not wise. I hope you've enjoyed our time in the scriptures today. I thank you for joining me. If I can pray for you, set up a personal Bible study, help you in any way, including baptism, please let me know. Again, my name is Scott Busich. I preach for the Oscoda Church of Christ at 5726 Cedar Lake Road, just 1 mile north of F-41 on Cedar Lake Road in Oscoda. And I invite you to worship with us at 11 o'clock this morning. Or feel free to call or text me, 989-305-2721. Send me a message on Facebook. Just look up the Oscoda Church of Christ. And as always, may God bless you as you go to worship this day.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we praise your name. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we praise your name. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh, Lord God Almighty. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh, Lord God Almighty.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
Among you,
among you,
among you,
among you,
the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame men are walking, sickness is flee at his voice. The dead live again, and the poor hear the good news. Jesus is King, so rejoice.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
We declare that the kingdom of God is
among
here.
You,
among you,
among you,
among you.
The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame men are walking. Sickness is flee at his voice. The dead live again, and the poor hear the good news. Jesus is King, so rejoice. We declare that the kingdom of God is here. We declare that the kingdom of God is here.